Hello, this is Lady Drago. Today we're going to be doing something called Become a Preemie. Basically, you're going to become a premature ejaculator for me. So what I want you to do now is I want you to lay down on the bed or an easy chair or the floor and keep your hands to your sides and get in a comfortable position. Someplace where you can't be disturbed for the next half an hour. And we'll begin. I'd like you to imagine a corridor, a long, long corridor that slopes gently down and to the right, something that leads you through the busy parts of your mind to the very, very center. We're going to walk together down that corridor now, finding our way deep inside your mind to the place where you can truly affect any part of your behaviors, beliefs, and feelings, the core of your very being. Now imagine walking down the corridor now, hearing our footsteps as we go. And you can imagine what the walls would look like and what it feels like to run your hand along the wall as we head down the corridor. Along each side, we notice a series of numbered doors. And these doors may be metal or glass or wood. After all, it is your mind. So imagine them as they are to you. There's door number 20 on the left. And as we pass each door, allow yourself to relax even more deeply, to focus even more completely. On making the corridor seem totally real in your mind. Good. Door 19 on the right. Some of these doors are storage areas where memories are kept and filed, sometimes neatly, sometimes not so much. Door 18 on the left. Some lead to mechanical rooms where the basic body systems are managed and controlled, where the tools for maintenance are kept. 17 on the right. And some are conference rooms when meetings are held and decisions are made. 16 on the left. Deeper down we go. It doesn't really matter what's behind each one. 15 further down we go. Because every room contains something that is useful and important to you. 14. And each room is distinctly yours. 13. And deeper we go down the corridor. All that really matters right now. 12. Deeper down. Is that we continue down the corridor, and we go so deep into the core of your mind. 11. Relaxing more deeply, more easily, more completely, the further down we go. 10. Noticing how your steps become lighter, quieter, gentler. As we proceed down the corridor, down into the depths of your mind. Seven. And how easy it becomes to lose track of those numbered doors. Six. And where are they? You just don't know anymore. Five. And that's perfectly okay, because it feels so good just to relax and sink deeper down. Doesn't it? Three. Just to simply slow down and relax, to glide those last few steps down that corridor into the depths of your mind. Two. One. So still. So silent. And here we are, at the deepest level of your mind, ready to proceed. And zero. Sleep. And sleep. Now I want you to start thinking of yourself as a preemie, a premature ejaculator. That's right. You know you just love the idea of this. Before sex, always tell yourself that more than likely you will come too soon. You are nothing but a slave toy to be used at the pleasure of your mistress. You will always come too soon. You just won't last. And think about how erotic that idea is for you. Just come to terms with the increasing likelihood that you need to become a preemie, a premature ejaculator. And that in itself will make you fail. And that in itself will make you come much more quickly than you ever have before. You are just a slave, a meager man who is there to give your mistress pleasure and to do as you're told. And this is something that she desires. You need to start realizing that you lasting a minute or two is the very most that you can expect now. But more likely, you will come even sooner than that. Just accept the fact that you have no control any longer. And you cannot last. You cannot come. You have to come so fast when you do this for your mistress. For you, just thinking of coming too soon gives you a hard-on, a raging hard-on. It makes you so hard just thinking about being a preemie. And this will soon be followed up by a very quick release. So don't ever force trying to come. For you to become a real preemie, you must allow it just to happen to you. Let it become who and what you are. Accept that you are just helpless. and that you simply have no control over your cock any longer. You have passed the point of no return. Vaginas control your cock now. Women control your cock now. Women's voices all by themselves can control your cock now. And can make it come. You have no control over your cock and whether it comes any longer. Just thinking about how women control your cock and being under the spell of their women, just thinking of that thought alone can make you lose it and ejaculate immediately at any time, at any place, whenever a woman speaks to you, whenever she says something to you, like, come, you will immediately just lose it in your pants. You will immediately just come and become a preemie for her. That's what becoming a preemie is. Coming very quickly. Once your mind and subconscious learn that women and vagina means coming, a very quick ejaculation will be your new normal. The faster and faster you come, the better it is. And the better it is, the faster you come. It is better because you come faster for her. Now be a good boy and come as fast as you can. You do want to please her now. I know you do. You want her to notice you. You want to be a good boy. And you want her to be proud of you. You want her to dominate you. You want her to control you. You want to be totally helpless. And the only way that you can do this is by becoming a preemie for her. And by coming faster and faster and faster for her, become helpless without any will of your own, totally powerless to women by becoming a preemie and a premature ejaculator, coming in seconds. You want to be of use to her, and she only has use for your holes after all. Your asshole, and your mouthful. Now be a good boy, and you come faster and faster, so you can be useful to her. Your holes are the only thing that can be of service to her now. Now come faster, preemie. How fast can you come with a superior vagina? You will practice with a timer, and you will come and become a preemie faster and faster and faster until you get to the point where your cock will get hard within a few seconds, and your dick will explode with preemie cum within just a mere few seconds. You just can't help yourself after all. Just keep thinking about it every time your dick gets hard. And every time your dick gets hard, you can't help but think about becoming a preemie. And that you are a preemie. You've lost all control now. You now are a preemie. You just can't hold out. You just can't help yourself. You keep thinking about it every time your dick is hard. She just takes it out of you. She controls your cum. She wants you to come in seconds for her. And you want to be a good boy. and you want to come really fast for her. She owns your orgasms, and she wants them out of your body in record speed. That's it. Do as your mistress tells you. Now be a good preemie and come now. Come now. Come now. That's a good boy. The more you listen to this tape, the faster you will get at coming. And the better you will become at it. And the better you will become. You're such a good boy at listening to orders and obeying your mistress. Being a preemie, a premature ejaculator, is such a good thing. And I know you want to be a good boy for your mistress. The more you listen to this, the less free will you will have, and the more control that you give away to your mistress. She will own and control that cock and make it come in seconds flat. The more you listen and obey, the more you lose your control, the more you lose your power, and the faster and faster you come, and faster still, the more you listen, and the more you become a preemie for your mistress. Listen more. Lose control, premature ejaculator. Good boy. Now, in a few minutes, I will start to take you out of trance, and I will start to count down from five to one. And you will remember everything that we went over today, and you will return for more and more preemie conditioning. Because I know you want to get better at this. You want to be able to come for me within 5 seconds of me speaking to you. That is your goal. You will awake relaxed and refreshed because you just came. And you will feel an overwhelming sense to obey all women, especially Lady Draco. By coming as fast as you can for all women. Now, five, you're starting to become aware. Four, you're starting to realize what your surroundings are. Three, you're starting to be able to move your arms and your legs freely. And stretch. Two, you're starting to become aware of the room. You're almost awake. And one, you're awake. Fully awake. Relaxed. Refreshed. Remembering everything. You're fully awake. And now you have become a preemie, a premature ejaculator. Congratulations, good boy. You've done it. Keep coming back for more training.